What's up, y'all? Welcome back to the Dungeon Family D&D podcast. Today, we are going to start off with a very special tribute to one of the giants of hip-hop, someone who deserved and deserves all the flowers, which is Trugoy the Dove. Plug two of De La Soul, my namesake. What else can you say? De La Soul's impact on hip hop and Plug two's impact on hip hop. When you talk about pure lyricism, when you talk about the deep appreciation that they held for Black music, that is so evident in their sound, in the way that they have contributed to not just hip-hop culture, but Black culture and American culture as a whole, is truly unmatched. This is in tribute. Rest in peace to Trugoy the Dove. We're gonna roll some dice in his honor.
Eons before ever after, six like-minded individuals came together with a shared purpose, one of insertion, integration, inclusion. We aim to show our people a different kind of dice game, one based not on competition, but creation, imagination, and fruition. With these conditions, no futurism without the Afro, and always put the culture before the cash flow. We are the Dungeon Family.
Last time on the Dungeon Family, the crew had Return to the Wet Dream. I remember this well because it involved Yarian. I was, named in charge of training the other shipmates in battle or for any combat purposes that might be coming up. You know, made a rousing speech. I remember that Evelyn and Juice were conspiring, or maybe Juice tried to conspire with Evelyn. It didn't go so well. That's about it. It's pretty hasty.
Fill in the gap.
I'll fill them in. You know, so Ollie was trying to is writing her little notebook that says killing book, and Leslie pretty much got the rest. That was the only thing that there was that pigeon named Hawk. There was that guy. And that's my notes.
Bird on bird skepticism. Verbal violence. Racism.
Oh yeah, the bird racist.
Bird on bird racist. Okay. Yeah.
Drunk.
Okay.
We on a boat. Harsh. Did you mention that?
Yep.
Okay, good. I think Leslie got it.
All right. Awesome. What time would the captain like to set sail? Like you said, before the sunrise. I mean, you have a time in mind?
Yeah, I think we would set sail at sunrise.
Sunrise. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you all retire for the night after having a hearty meal and being inspired by your captain's words. Everyone gets a decent night's rest before you all embark on this journey. But like most nights, sleep never lasts long enough, and the sunrise arrives much too soon, and the crew is quick to get to their feet. They drop the sails, and with the first wind of the morning, you all are off into the great vast ocean. As we discussed, you hired 5 deckhands and 5 hired swords. Are they going to be predominantly the ones taking care of the ship, or is anyone in the crew going to be doing anything?
I'm pretty sure we said 10 deckhand folks were going to actually take care of the ship over navigation. Of course, are like backup for us.
kept quiet more than the newest creation and just getting used to the galley and pretty much counting the days until we arrive.
After I eat like some salt peas, Eveline, and give her like a Canada Dry ginger ale warm and a warm Coca-Cola and be like, hey, like drink this, chillax for like about 10 minutes and if we need you, we'll come get you. Kiss her on the forehead and then I go check on Eno. Where's Eno right now? I think you were helping some of the hands, you said?
I would be with the deck hands and the other crew kind of getting like making sure the ship is running smoothly on this first day. So I would definitely be out on the deck.
Okay, cool. So I wouldn't bother you when you're like in midst of helping. I kind of would go up to you when you were like on a break or like you were just relaxing for like a few minutes before like getting back onto it. So hey Captain Art, How are you right now? You okay?
Am I okay?
Yeah. How are you?
She narrows her eyes. What are you up to, Ollie?
What? What do you mean? I just want to know that you're all right. If you need anything, if you want anything, if you need anything of me, or if you need me to do anything for you, I will happily do so.
I mean, you're here. You're helping me with this unwanted task. How I'm doing. I'm annoyed.
Okay.
That doesn't seem very new.
Could be. You know, it could be new annoyance, but we'll pass back that. We'll come back to that. But, no, I'm not trying to be, like, a nuisance or anything. I just want to make sure you're okay, and if there's anything more I can do to help, I just want you to know I'm here for you. And she, like, squints her eyes, like, not in a weird way, but, like, she's like, I'm here for you. Tries to look kind of not intimidating, but, like, confident. Like, she tries to look confident, but it's not working. She's like, I'm here for you.
I appreciate that, Ollie. This is not something that I would do. If it was only my father, I would allow him to suffer his own consequences, but I have an obligation to the crew of the Chainbreaker. They are the only family that I've ever known. So, I'd rather not do this, but I have to.
Of course. And you telling me that means a lot because
this is the family that you have, and some of us, it's the same. So we want to make sure that our family members are well. So that's what I just wanted to make sure. But I don't want to bother you too much, but I just wanted to tell you I love you. Bye. And she walks away.
No, I go after you.
I love you, bye.
I think before you try to leave, Ina would put a hand on your shoulder. Ollie, are you well? You seem preoccupied.
I'm worried, you know? I'm worried about a few things. I'm worried. I don't want to lose you. I don't want to lose people. I don't want to lose people anymore, you know? So checking on you is like the biggest thing right now, making sure that you guys are okay. Those other two, I don't give a fuck. But you, losing you would do a number to me. So I fear something. So I always want to make sure you're okay. So I gotta get more salty with them. She's probably hurling up that coke. Charlie.
I think Ina would glance down and look back up at you and smirk and say, well, don't kill me just yet.
No, I would never.
Your captain.
She chuckles. That makes her feel a lot better. She goes, killing you is definitely not even on the list of killing. It's just juice multiple times. It's just like juice one. And then juice again, number two, but juice spelled in like cursive. It's just like, I hope you're in earshot of this. But no, that makes her feel like a lot better. You see her like look really tense and then she like loosens up. But just know like I know you're the captain and all, but in the end of the day, like we're always here for you and we'd land on a sword for you, but you already knew that. And then she tries to do another take where she says, I love you, and she runs away. You can't catch her this time. She is like, cunning. I use cunning roll or whatever my feet is. You can't see me.
Yeah. Dad.
And you hear from the shadows, you won't get me this time. and that's it. That's what I did. And then, of course, I'm with Eveline for the rest of the day because I want to make sure she's not puking and getting dehydrated.
Okay, what about everyone's favorite dynamic duo?
We just talked to them. Oh, you mean Elle.
I'm about to say Ollie and Jacques?
That's my second favorite duo. Right now. What's Jacques doing right now?
What is Jacques doing right now?
Jacques is growing very close to Hawk.
What?
Oh, boy.
For better or
worse. That is disturbing.
Oh, oh,
does Ollie know this?
Are they drinking together?
Oh, they are definitely drinking together.
Oh, hell.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. We can do a quick pan to Jacques and Hawk. And Hawk's telling him some dirty jokes.
No. Jacques don't need no more dirty nothing.
Some of those quick liquor. I barely know her. And they both crack up laughing.
Oh, no.
That's a good one. I'm not going to lie. That's a pretty good one. I laugh at that.
They both take a shot together. Before these 7 days are over, Hawk might be on ice. We don't know yet.
No.
That's fire.
It's a possibility.
An alcoholic and on ice? Oh, Lord, that's, I can't wait for this battle.
Hawk has that type of personality.
With gout.
Where he just, like, he does not think long term at all. So he's definitely going to do ice at some point. Absolutely.
Yo, how old is Hawk?
Oh, Lord.
Fantastic.
No one knows. I feel like, Hawk has been around. Like when Ino was a child, Hawk already looked old and mangy.
What?
You'd have to come up and count the rings or something.
Several crew members, like no one truly knows. I don't even think the cap, like Eno's father, knows how old this bird really is. He's clearly got some like arcana magical prop because he also speaks, so there's no telling.
Maybe that's one of the mysteries still to be solved during our little adventure to the Chainbreaker. But what is Yaren and Juice doing?
Juice has a few things going on. First off, I imagine he would have at some point decided to keep a very loose eye on Hawk, not an active eye, but a loose eye on Hawk. Given that he put himself in charge of the liquor cabinet, he is not directly supplying Hawk with booze, but he keeps very inconspicuously just leaving booze where Hawk would easily find it. And knowing that Yaren is supposed to be doing like the fucking training and shit, but he's also the fucking cook, I would have imagined I would have took it upon myself to just kind of help him out and just make the other sellswords aware, you know, of like when Yaren would expect that to happen and all that shit. He's probably at that point going to go back to the galley to keep Yaren company. I think what would have happened is at some point at that night, he has some friends of his in Waterdeep that he considers reaching out to, but he instead finds that it might be too risky, and he just burns those letters and just tosses all that shit over. So he's really just kind of hanging out with Yaren, keeping him company, cracking jokes and shit, really trying not to think about the risk of running into anybody he doesn't want to run into in Waterdeep. And again, making sure that Hawk has plenty of booze to find to keep him loose as a goose.
Okay. So here is how we are going to handle life at sea for the next 7 days. First of all, let me ask the captain, how long do you want to sail per day? You want to just go till night? You want to go 12 hours, 8 hours?
It takes 7 days to get there, right?
Mm-hmm. So before you make a decision, I'll say this. If you go 8 hours, it'll take 7 days. If you go 12 hours, I'll cut that down to 5 days.
Okay. I'm going to stick with the 7 days at 8 hours just because... like, that's some hard-ass work.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to overexert folks. I mean, as long as we're staying to our progress, I think that's fine.
Okay. So you want to do the 8 hours. Okay. Give me 4 encounter rolls to see how things go on the first day.
I need to do that?
Just a d20. Yeah, well, whoever wants to do it. So straight up d20.
14.
Okay.
14.
I also got a 14. Nice.
So I got 3 14s.
I got not a 14, so let's stick with y'all's.
Well, I still need one more, so what did you get?
A 4.
A 4.
You know, 14. So
it's kind of a 14.
That's definitely kind of a
14. Absolutely not. Yeah. Leslie always does this. He's like, oh, what? Well, I rolled this and it's terrible, but it doesn't count. It's like, it totally does.
It's nice, like, excitement. I can relate.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we're fans.
Bless you guys. Like, it's getting too boring in here. Mm-hmm. Spice the shit up. Okay. So you guys have very smooth sailing for the first 6 hours. It's very calm waters. The wind is moving at immaculate speeds. You guys are sticking to the course. All in all, a really great first day. The sun is beginning to set at this point. The crews are winding down. Yarin, you made a delicious alligator soup that the crew was partaking in. The ship hands are at this point beginning to become quite boisterous on this is going to be easy money. And let's see. So you all are enjoying your dinner, and then all of a sudden you hear the ship start to shake a bit. Who's going to the deck?
For a little bit of boat turbulence? No, thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, Yarian would have a similar reaction, just like, that's above my pay grade. I'm chill here until I'm told otherwise.
One, two, three, not it.
Again, you start to hear the ship rumble and rattle and creak as you feel it begin to tilt ever so slightly and then rocks back as if the waves are growing more and more choppy.
As sick as I am, I go to the deck being like, what the fuck is happening? What could make it worse?
Give me another constitution check with disadvantage because the waters are extremely choppy right now.
She's got a Coke. I gave her a warm Coke.
Does that mean warm Coke?
You should not drink cold ginger ale or ginger ale on a bad tummy. You should drink warm Coke.
Really?
Yes, you should drink warm Coke. That's Mark's fact of the day.
That'd be tearing Verner's up.
Not fact.
On ice.
No. Ice tenses up your stomach and makes you more sick.
Huh. That answers some questions.
What if you lay down after?
No, that's not going to help.
You sure?
Your stomach is still tightened on the inside because you keep drinking the cold Coke. Anyway, does it give her at least neutralize her disadvantage because she's had a few warm Cokes? Yeah, the saltines worked.
Hey,
the saltines.
Sure. Warm Cokes.
Warm Cokes and saltines. Don't forget the crackers. Don't forget the saltine.
That's a 13.
13.
Thank you, Mark.
You are about to blow massive chunks of saltines, and you are able to swallow at the last second.
Ew. God, man.
She said blow. I was like, oh no, this is gonna go bad.
It's ready. Dinner over here. What the hell?
Demar, you should be somebody else. Yeah.
I'm not. So Evan, you go up to see what all this racks is about, and the second you reach the deck, you see this giant wave off the side of the ship as if something has just plunged into the depths of the water. And again, the boat begins to rock back and forth.
Yo, I'm screaming. I'm waking everybody the fuck up. Wave! Disturbance! Help! Help!
Ollie runs out on the deck with two warm Cokes and a sleeve of saltines under her arm, and she goes, "Oh my god, where's the puke? Oh my god, they may be a little shaken. I'm not gonna open them now, but I'll get the crackers and some rags."
No, bigger problems. Look at the water.
I turn around and I'm like, "Hold, that's a big wave. We're gonna need more Cokes."
Would this have been felt throughout the ship?
Yeah, everyone on the ship can feel it rocking at this point. Some people are just chopping it up to rough waters, but Evelyn is the only one that knows that it's definitely some kind of thing off the, I guess I should have looked up boat terminology.
Can I, like, make a perception check?
Sure. No.
Off the poop deck.
Not. No.
Off the bow.
No. Close. It's more of the side. So midship. It's off the to the midship.
Starboard.
That's what I said.
Oh, that is a dirty 20.
You can tell that the way the ship is moving, this doesn't seem like waves. This seems a little more unnatural. I mean, you've been on the water for most of your life. You know what choppy waters feels like. This definitely feels like some kind of creature.
Okay.
Again, everyone is kind of like winding down, turning in for the night. They've all completed their task and they've raised the sails. So the ship is kind of stationary.
No, I would go about and get the crew together and say, all hands on deck. This is an emergency. And I would, get the crew together and then I would make my way to the deck.
Okay. That's a lot of dice you over here shaking.
Right?
That is a lot of dice.
Can we put a limit on how many dice?
One. One.
So you see two of your hired hands immediately jump from the table and they rush to the upper deck. Three of them are moving at a slower pace. What would you like your ship hands to do? It's that alligator soup now. It may or may not be honest.
them specifically, intimidation. Mm-hmm. Like, I would like to look at them and be like, this is not a time for you to rub your fucking bellies. Get to work. We're under attack.
Give me three intimidates to see if you can intimidate all of them to like get some pep in your step.
Oh, first one is another 19 on the die plus 5.
Yeah, he hops from the bench.
Ooh, second one is an 18 plus 5. Or 23.
Yeah, you see the comical smoke as it's a silhouette of him. He fucking hops from the table so quick.
Last one is a 7 plus 5 for, what is that? 12.
He begrudgingly gets up a little quicker. Not nearly as fast as the other four. And you hear him start to mumble some stuff under his breath. But he does make his way to the main deck. And you want them to start...
I
want to
get the ship moving away from whatever this is.
Okay, yeah.
And we also need to man the weapons.
Okay. So three of them start to lower the sails. So you have one on the ballista, and you have one on the mangonel. So you see they quickly start to man their positions. Are the rest of the crew making their way to the main deck, or are you just going to let the ship hands take care of it?
I'm up there with Cokes. I might.
I probably would have made my way up at some point.
Whoever decides to go to the main deck, give me a... what do I want? Give me a perception.
17.
Also 17.
Okay. 7.
All right.
It's kind of like a 17.
Yeah, it's just close. Evelyn is just too concerned with not puking to really care about what's going on off the boat.
I'm trying to look hard in front of all the new crews.
Right, right, right. Down in those warm cokes.
What about the saltines? Are you eating the saltines?
Listen. I'm sorry. I am on high alert for AOs.
Are you eating the saltines?
Yes, that's all I'm focusing on.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Never mind.
Evelyn is doing the saltine challenge right now.
You got dry coke mouth.
Five saltines in 30 seconds.
The hell in cotton mouth right now.
But Juice and Eno, off into the waters, you see something plunge from the depths. It is. Actually, roll me a nature to see if you know what this is. This giant creature.
This one. 11.
17.
What did Eno get?
I am rolling hot fire over here. That's a 19.
Hell yeah, let's go.
19. Okay. So Eno, you definitely know that this is a plesiosaurus. If you're unaware of what that is, it is essentially a Loch Ness monster.
Oh, Nessie. It's Nessie.
Mm-hmm. It's Nessie.
As, Napoleon Dynamite once said, it's time to blow Nessie out of the water.
So as soon as you guys make eye contact with this creature, you feel the ship beneath you start to jerk forward as the sails have been dropped. Are you going to instruct them to attack the creature, or
is it coming after us in any type of way, or trying to continue to engage us?
At this point, it is not engaging you.
I would like to ready in action. If it makes any hostile movement towards us or actions toward us, to make an attack. But I think the primary concern is, disengage. I'm trying to get away from it.
Okay.
So that we'll have the ship take its full movement, if possible.
Roll me one more luck check to see if this Nessie is aggressive or just going to disengage itself.
15.
So you do not see any sense of, you do not get any sense of aggression from it. It does not seem like it is being an aggressor or following you. How far would you like to go before you drop lift sails for the night?
I would say a good distance. Also somewhere, try to bring it, I guess, a little closer to the shallow part of the water too. Like not where we could be accessed, but just more aware of where we are.
There's no real shallow part at this particular point. You guys are in open waters.
Then I definitely would like to seeing that I recognize the creature, do I know anything else about like its movements, or I'm trying to figure out what would be a good safe distance.
You think that it's more territorial? So assuming you just get a good enough distance away, it shouldn't follow you or anything.
Okay, well, I would definitely leave its immediate vicinity. Probably sail out about an hour or so.
Okay. Let's give it 2 hours just for good measure. So you guys get a good distance away. You feel as though the threat level has decreased to a safe level. And again, the crew lifts the sails and you guys somewhat dock for the night. Drop anchor for the night, I should say.
And you said this was like a giant creature?
Yes. It is a large beast.
It's called a Plesiosaur. Okay. It's like a Loch Ness monster.
Mm-hmm.
If it would have like kept going, I definitely would have like been like, okay, let's just blow this shit up, but I'm also down to disengage wherever.
Okay. So you all go back down, you finish enjoying your dinner, and you all turn in for the night. Is there anything you would like to do as you wrap up this first day at sea?
I think for Eno, because of the close encounter, I would want to also keep watch a little longer into the night just to make sure things are okay.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. What about the rest of the crew?
I was going to join Eno on that.
I'd also join. I'm a little too riled up and freaked out to go back down by myself and then have to come up here again to have some other shit happen. So I'm just, you know, wrapped up in a blanket with my saltines and my warm Coke, just attempting to be useful.
What's Juice doing?
I'm probably, are we still sharing quarters?
I'd imagine so. Okay. Yep.
I think what I would end up doing, because like this is probably my first real like sort of encounter with like some shit, like not just us dealing with some shit on a boat, but like some at sea fucking shit. And I think Yarin at this point would be used to this, but every now and then I write just kind of a personal letter that I keep on my person, like on my actual person. In the event something happens to me, Yarin would know who to give that letter to. But I just kind of, after every ridiculous sort of thing that happens, I just kind of keep that letter updated. It wouldn't take me too long, but that would be probably the very first thing I do once I know that we're all kind of safe
for the foreseen future.
Immediate foreseen. I don't think I would necessarily be doing anything else too ridiculous.
So the night creeps in, things are very calm. Most of the crew is turning in for the night. Eno, Ali, Evelyn, you all stay above deck a little longer, looking off into the vastness of the ocean. And again, it seems as though imminent threat is not an issue at this point. Some time passes and you feel as though you're in a good position to retire for the night. Night comes and goes once again after the eventful finish of the first day. You all arise again with the sunrise. Sails are dropped and the ship begins its journey to Saltmarsh once more. Not Saltmarsh, Waterdeep once more. Again, if we're doing 8 hours. Let me get 3 rolls this time, since you guys went 3 for 4 last time.
Is this the next day?
This is the next day.
I got a 13.
Okay.
I'm not rolling again. I refuse.
14.
Okay, that's good.
Come on, Leslie. Go ahead. Throw your dice in there.
Get some excitement. Get
14 again. Get in there, big fella.
You can take all the blows.
That's fair. That's fair. Let's see what we got. Everybody ready?
Yeah.
All right.
Big money. No whammy.
Stop. Big money. That is, ladies and gentlemen, a 7.
Let's go.
All right.
7.
Let's go. Excitement
coming my way. Yeah. Keep it exciting.
A 7 is better than 4, though. 7 is better than 4.
Markedly
better than 4.
Damn.
Markedly, okay.
Closer to 10 than Let's 5. See. You feel me?
That foreseeable future looking real foreseeable.
What do we got? Mm-hmm. What do we got? What do we got? Okay. This is kind of funny. The day again drags on with little to no mishaps. You all make great progress, especially since you traveled an extra 2 hours the night before. You feel as though you're making excellent time. And once again, as the night falls, you all raise the sails, you drop anchor. You're all down in the galley, enjoying supper. And the ship begins to rock back and forth once again.
1, 2, 3, not it.
Does it feel like the last time?
It's very similar to last time.
That's crazy.
This time, I think I will go see what that commotion is about.
Yeah, for sure.
I do too, just no Cokes and crackers this time.
I'm with you, Ariana.
So, Juice and Yaren, you both go up, and again, you see this giant creature. Not ramming, but it's definitely rubbing up against the ship.
Like, hey, yo.
Yeah, I'm about to say, like, because I could. Hey, y'all, this motherfucker back is humping the ship. I don't know nothing about this damn sea shit, fam. Like, listen.
Can I do an insight check on this Nessie?
Sure.
If it's humping my ship, it's gonna be a problem. Well, that was advantage. Okay, 18.
It does not look like it's humping the ship.
But is it looking like it wants to attack the ship? Is it in this territorial study?
You would definitely believe that it's more territorial.
Big ass paranoid, goddamn.
I'm gonna run to the galley and grab some of the little bit of gator meat that's left and see if maybe that'll.
No,
if Ollie thinks it's a good idea, I'm definitely gonna.
No, I think it's a terrible idea then.
Okay. Ollie's trying to set me up. Yeah, I'm not going through with it.
And that is where we will stop tonight.
Bye.
See you later. Bye.
Bye.
See you later. Sayonara.
Later.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Dungeon Family D&D Podcast. You can find us on all major social media platforms. Smash that follow button, drop a comment, or just say what's up. This episode is brought to you by our partners, Nukescape Crafts, our favorite spot for custom resin projects and the nicest rolling dice.
Disappeared. Hang on, it disappeared on my end.
Right, again.
Well, me and Murph clapped hella rad. That was great.
You know what I'm saying?
I didn't know we were supposed to clap. My bad.
We did. Nah,
we killed that shit.
Yeah, me and Murph killed that shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Man, the Wonder Twins, we
were in sync. You know what I'm saying?
Call us Justin Timberlake because we were in sync. You know what I'm saying?
Are we both Justin Timberlake?
Yeah, we're both Justin Timberlake.
Call us Justin Timberlake.
Yes, call us Justin Timberlake.
I thought we can do a little better than that. I just feel like maybe. But you know what? We'll come back.
All right, should I do a countdown?
Yes, please.
Yes, please.
All right. Mark. 3, 2, 1. Clap. Don't clap.
What? Oh, damn it.
All right, don't clap. And then I clap. Sorry.
So bad. I'm not doing it now, I promise.
Okay. All right. All right, get the hands warmed up. Little Birdman hand rub. 3, 2, 1.
What is it
on? Okay. I feel good.
Good. We're getting better at this.
Marcy.
And by I mean me.
You know, like when they start every test and they have like the example question and answer, like that's what you need for the clap. Like, just like example clap first, and then everybody just put it in, and like, you need the example clap first.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. You're doing good.
Just the juice is
small,
you know what I mean?
Hey, yo.
No! Oh, my.
But it's like this, though. I'm tired of folks, you know what I'm saying? Closed-minded folks, you know what I'm saying? It's like we doing geek shit, we cosplaying, we playing D&D, and don't nobody want to feel it, but it's like this. Black nerds got something to say, that's all I got to say.